You're listening to another episode of The Zag. Eric Kosob here, excited to be joined by NLC 2015 Chicago fellow Jordan Sorrell is here. He's doing some interesting work on the census that we'd love to catch up about. So let's get to it. All right, Jordan, before we chat on the census, give me a little scoop of how the city is buzzing about your race for mayor. That was pretty exciting to watch. Give me some of the inside scoop there.
Sure. So, Eric, I thank you firstly for being on the podcast. So, as everybody may be aware, Chicago is in a very historic moment. We're going to have the first African-American female to be elected as mayor of the city of Chicago. We've had a woman before, Jane Byrne, in 1980, and we've had an African-American male, the late Harold Washington, in 1983. It's an exciting time because we have Tony Preckwinkle, who's currently our Cook County Board President, who's been in politics over 30 plus years, in our city council, running our county, and has done an amazing job doing so. And then Lori Lightfoot, who is an attorney, a partner, has done some work with the city of Chicago, the Police Accountability Board, et cetera. It's an interesting race in terms of the whole idea of who's progressive and what that looks like in a city that's going through a lot, everything from our neighborhoods to our education to our investments, and then more importantly, how we're going to pay for our pensions going forward. So both Tony and Lori are putting their issues out, are putting their visions of what they see Chicago is going forward, and then April 2nd, the voters will decide who they want to elect as their next mayor of Chicago.
Nice. Well, we'll definitely keep an eye on that. Give folks the scoop, too, on the work you're doing with the census and what kind of passion you have for that and how that project came to be.
Sure. So I work for a Cook County Board Commissioner. So Cook County is the second largest county in the United States with 5.2 million residents. That covers all of Chicago and then parts of our suburbs. I work for a commissioner whose name is Stanley Moore. So we have 17 commissioners, and he is in the 4th District. So each of our commissioners serves about 330,000 individuals. Some have both the city and the suburbs. So Commissioner Moore has part of the South Side, that's 7 what we call wards or 7 areas in our city, and then parts of the suburbs, southern suburbs as well. So Commissioner Moore, and I serve as his Director of Public Policy and Research, has been appointed by our president of our Cook County Board, who is Tony Preckwinkle, to serve as the chairman of the Cook County Complete Count Commission. He also serves as a member on the Illinois Complete Count Commission. And essentially what that is that every 10 years by our U.S. Constitution, the United States Census Bureau has to count every individual at the time and the place where they live. That determines how much resources of federal funding gets back to our communities. That's almost about $700 million a year. That determines our roads, our schools, our hospitals, and other important things that affects everybody's ability to live, work in healthy, safe, and thriving communities. So I am working along with Cook County Board Commissioner Stanley Moore on our efforts here, not only within Cook County, but also across all Illinois, to educate, to inform, and to ultimately have individuals, whether they're in cities, in smaller towns, or in rural areas, no matter what they look like or what identities they hold or their backgrounds, to be able to participate, be able to know and then to participate in the 2020 census, which will take place on April 1st, 2020.
Yeah. And then how worried are you about the national news as regards the census in terms of it trying to be altered or adding citizenship questions or those kind of things that we've seen from the conservative movement to alter the spirit and, I guess, then the practical outcome of the census? How concerned are you that that's going to have a big effect on the work you're trying to do?
So, Eric, I can tell you that's a really huge issue, not only within where we are in Illinois, but all across the country. So everybody's aware, in the past, the census would ask questions about people's households, demographics, gender, things of that nature. And then that information would be compiled and then determined from there how we're able to then distribute the resources across the country. However, though, within our current administration under President Trump, there has been a suggestion and also an inclusion of a citizenship question, which we know right now currently in our landscape is causing a lot of concern, not only just with individuals that may be documented in our country, but in just in general, too, around the spirit of how we are collecting data, how we're using that data, and then is this data going to be used to potentially do harm on our public, which the census was never meant to do that. It was meant to count individuals and then from there determine the resources and then also as well, too, how do we draw our maps and determine our seats in Congress. So I know that there are multiple cases right now in different parts of our country that is seeking to have the citizenship question not on the census, which I agree, because we need to have trust. We need to have confidence that any individual that they complete any form, whether it's a census or any other data, is going to be used for its intent and its purposes and not used to in any other way except for that, right? So I'm a big proponent, I'm speaking personally, of the question not being on there because I want to make sure that every individual has the same right and opportunity to a fair and equitable process so that they can be counted, their families be counted, and ultimately the resources could be back into their communities.
Yeah. And the last thing on this, when you are putting together a marketing campaign or messages or things that folks would see to raise awareness for the census, do you find any particular approaches to getting people excited about the census work better than other ones? Is it a sense of civic duty motivates people, or is it a sense of future resources coming to their community that would motivate someone to participate? How do you make sure people are fired up about it?
So, excellent question. So, in the past, for context, there were efforts done in collaboration with the United States Census Bureau to go across the country. So, the United States Census Bureau would set up regional offices. And then, so you have one in New York or Chicago or in other locations that then would provide materials. So that can be everything from flyers to other things. So that, good example, if I am a community-based organization, I want to communicate that out to my local or people that I serve, or I'm a church or a school or even an elected official. However, though, now, what's being undertaken with the census now is around a digital platform, which I think is a very, very concerning to me as an individual thinking about it because of the digital divide. For instance, in rural areas, there's only 1 out of 4 people that live in rural areas have access to the internet and or to high broadband speed access. So basically, if I want to get on the computer today and to look up something on the internet or want to do something for my family, only 1 out of 4 people have that in rural areas. You think about that too, and then divide that into much more of urban areas, that still is a huge issue. So right now I know the census and then local areas. So like the state of Illinois, Cook County, Cook County Commissioner Stanley Moore are doing more efforts to have requests for proposals and then having other what we call trusted voices, individuals that are in nonprofit, faith-based groups, civic organizations, business, etc., to serve as basically spokespeople via what we call complete count committees. So as I mentioned before, the commissioners on a complete count commission, which is a formed by a legislative body that passes a resolution or ordinance and then fully funds it so that they can do outreach efforts. The committees are going to be the, I call it like the foundation and the backbone to make sure that communities understand and know, because individuals like you and I, Eric, are the ones that communities will listen to and or wherever they are in terms of the form of message, whether that's going to a town hall meeting, whether that's attending a health fair, a back to school event, having a symposium and or having something via social media, having these structures in place, so commissions and then committees And then finally having the information that's tailored to different groups, different messages, and how that's going to be central to how they receive it is going to be immensely important, because if not, everybody may not understand why the census information is so important to our funding, as I said earlier, because it's not something that impacts people as they may not think every day. Same way like public safety or education or the fair and equal distribution of contracts to small women minority businesses and veteran businesses. So that's going to be a challenge, I believe, going forward, is how do we get out the information, which I know the U.S. Census Bureau is actively working, and we'll be disseminating that out to the regional offices so that these complete count census commissions and committees can start to do that work. But it's really going to be a collective effort to make sure that now the word gets out, but then finally people are counted in 2020.
Nice. When we come back, we'll ask one final set of questions here on NLC Chicago Life. Thanks for listening to Zag. We'll be right back. Yeah, last thing. Give me your most favorable memory of running the Chicago chapter. It's one of our longest serving chapters. There's always been a bunch of good fellows going through there. What was the best part of that experience for you?
The best part of the experience for me was the us implementing a 3-year strategic plan. So it was about maybe 2 years ago when we started to better understand that what we were doing had been well, we needed to do better. And so a combined effort with past fellows, alumni, advisory board members really redefined who we were as a chapter. So what was our vision? And then how do we see that going forward? And around the equity and inclusion lens. And so doing that work, you know, and having the product before I finished my term as co-director was very rewarding, because now I can live on, and now we can really get individuals not only that, you know, represent Chicago, but represent, you know, progressive values in the broadest spectrum possible.
Yeah, well, listen, sounds great. Hopefully we'll see you either in Chicago or at convention this summer in Des Moines. And thanks, everyone, for listening to this episode of The Zag. You can find all past episodes in your usual places where you get your podcasts: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, SoundCloud, Spotify, Stitcher, all the places. Make sure to catch out our past episodes. There's about 115 or so of them. So lots to listen to, lots to catch up on. So until next time, we'll catch you soon.